Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Ben with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Australian Medical Association is calling on the Queensland Government for a community information campaign about its pharmacy prescribing trial. The call concerns a trial due to start in the first quarter of this year that will allow pharmacists to diagnose a range of medical conditions and prescribe medication without medical oversight. The AMA has cited concerns about the lack of details provided to the public and medical providers, including which pharmacies are taking part in the program, how many pharmacists have completed their extra training, or how people can report adverse events. AMA President Maria Bulton says that the lack of a mechanism for reporting adverse effects was a major failing of the Queensland UTI prescription pilot program, upon which this program is based, stating, "Convenience should not override safety."
Researchers are investigating whether the survival of an invasive bee species in Queensland may lend insights into the protection of native bees. Research fellow Ross Golag of the University of Sydney has been investigating the survival of Asian honeybees, which naturalised in North Queensland from a single swarm before eventually growing to tens of thousands of colonies. The phenomena is known as a genetic bottleneck, where the species population shrinks dramatically and then significantly grows. Dr. Golag found that despite the small population of the introduced Asian honeybees, they were nevertheless able to adapt their reproduction and foraging behaviours to suit the environment in northern Queensland at a genetic level. This indicates there may be the possibility of threatened native bee species experiencing a similar recovery.
In national news, the retailer Urban Rampage has been issued with an interim stop order over its use of CenterPay, citing evidence of harm to Indigenous communities. CenterPay is a government-administered financial tool designed to automatically deduct payments from Centrelink for the payment of essential items like food and fuel. Urban Rampage has 10 locations across the Northern Territory, Queensland and Western Australia. It describes its target market as those who mostly reside in remote Aboriginal communities and are low-income Centrelink recipients. The Australian Investment and Securities Commission has issued an interim stop order preventing the retailer's parent company, Coral Coast Distributors, from using CenterPay over concerns credit arrangements were causing consumers serious financial harm.
Victorian Ambulance Union officials have described a 000 outage as complete chaos following a malfunction between 3:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. this morning. Victoria Police confirmed the outage was, which meant that Telstra operators could answer calls but were unable to redirect them to the correct call centre. The outage delayed a paramedic crew responding to a patient experiencing cardiac arrest. When crews arrived at the patient, the resuscitation effort was unsuccessful. A spokesperson for Minister for Communications, Michelle Rowland, said the government was deeply concerned and was making urgent inquiries.
And in international news, a trial of four men allegedly involved in the Strasbourg Christmas market attack in 2018 has gone to trial. The shooting resulted in the death of five people after gunman Sheriff Checkett opened fire. Checkett was shot dead by police 2 days later. The four men are currently being trialled at the Court of Assize in Paris on charges related to terrorism and supplying weapons. All four suspects have denied the charges, and a fifth suspect may be tried at a later date.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.